So who are you guys?
I'm Steve Friesen. I'm a PM for Virtual PC.
Let's start that again. Look at me. Forget the cameras here.
Okay. Okay.
So.
I'm Steve Friesen, part of MacBoo.
Okay.
I'm a program manager at PC. And I've worked at Microsoft for almost 8 years. We 8 years this March, and it's been in the MacBoo group almost the whole time. Before MacBoo.
Now, you're using Microsoft terminology there. You said VPC is...
Virtual PC for the Macintosh.
Okay.
So on the blogs in Channel 9, I think you showed Virtual PC for Windows. We Virtual PC for the Mac, which came from Kinectix. It joined the Macintosh business unit about a year and a half ago now.
Right.
And I joined that team, or moved over as a program
and
manager.
So MacBU is the Macintosh business unit.
That's correct.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So and I don't know. I'm a Windows guy. I don't know what I'm doing here.
I figured I was... Not too many people know about the Macintosh business unit.
Yeah, Microsoft. I figured I was down in Silicon Valley for a week, and so I'd come and check out the Silicon Valley campus and come and check out what you guys are doing.
Well, let me show you the lab, but... while we're talking, the Mac business unit is divided into two main areas. It's the Silicon Valley campus and also Redmond. The Redmond team does Word and Excel, and they also do Messenger. We're going to hang over here.
Okay.
We got our...
Oh, you even got Apple's.
Apple, yeah, right? We got the Apple Think Different posters up.
It almost looks like Steve Ballmer, I mean.
That would no be, comment.
That would be a pretty funny Apple poster to have.
This is the Mac Lab.
Yeah.
At SVC.
All right.
And so we try and get all of the different Macs that Apple has shipped and that we support in either Macintosh Office, the versions that we do, and Virtual PC,
right,
so we can test against. And we also go to Apple's labs themselves and test there to make sure that...
Now this is Microsoft, right?
This is Microsoft.
This feels like a lot like Apple.
Yeah, especially this lab. This lab, I mean, you've got a lot of the new machines. You've got the G5s and the older iMacs and...
even have one of the newer iMacs, the new iMac G5.
The brand new one just came out. Yeah. Over there, he's just on it. That's the brand new iMac that we just released, the G5.
Yeah.
We don't have the big 30-inch cinema display, unfortunately.
All right.
That would have been an interesting one to show you.
Hey, do you have a tablet PC in this group?
Some of the program managers do have tablet PCs, but we also have PowerBooks, so we've got both OSs, and we go back and forth between them. So,
cool.
Pretty versatile that way.
I think the reason I wrote you is you can actually run Windows on your Macintosh using your product.
Yeah, using Virtual PC for Mac, and I can show you a demo of that later. Yeah, we can run Windows directly on the Macintosh, and it just helps with some of the applications that just can't run on a Mac. It can install Virtual PC and run a Windows, any version. I'll show you Windows 2000 and XP Home and XP Pro running on a Macintosh. So it makes it useful.
Can you actually, is it very fast?
I've used it at work where I shut down my PCs at work because there's some tools at Microsoft that you have to use a PC for, where I purposefully shut my PC off for the week and just ran everything on my Mac, on Virtual PC, and worked fine. I was able to do everything that I normally do in a day.
Cool.
So.
Very cool. So what else did we have to see here?
Oh, boy. These are some of our old posters and some of our other ads that we've had over the years. Here's more of the ads that we put up. There's some of the creative stuff on the walls.
I love this one. They never said it had to be on a PC.
Yeah, that's an old one from Kinectix. They had some great ads at Kinectix before. And then we tailored that in. I think these are the older ones, too. This was with... these are the new ones. That's right. Office 2004.
So what else goes on here in the Silicon Valley campus? Because there's four or five big buildings here.
Yeah, there's some researchers here, I believe. We've got a Windows Office team. We've got PowerPoint upstairs.
Yeah.
There's Hotmail. There's a team of Xbox hardware guys are here.
Right.
And Microsoft TV group is here as well. And I think...
MSN TV as well.
MSN TV. And there's a sales division in Building 1 that people from Silicon Valley come and use the main Windows labs to try and prototype things for their own solutions.
Now, what kind of tools do you use to build a virtual PC?
Well, virtual PC, we use Code Warrior right now to build virtual PC and working on that forward. But, yeah, the main compiler part is built under Code Warrior on the Mac.
Cool. And where else are we going?
Well, these are just the halls.
Yep.
This is one of the newer ads. This one was from Japan. It showed virtual PC for Mac again, and then the different ones that are supported. This was a Japanese poster that the
Hey, Kirk.
Who is this?
That's one of the testers.
Yeah.
They're probably wondering. We'll go down here.
Cool. I'll probably edit this a little bit.
If this was another interesting poster that they did. This was a Connectix ad that they had done that showed the different versions all running on a Macintosh, which was pretty cool. This might be edited here, but this was all the versions that Connectix had done, and then when they were acquired, and then the versions that we've shipped since then.
Right. So how does it work in a Mac group in a Windows-centric company?
You know, it's actually been great. I've really enjoyed it. I like the small company feel because we, at MacBoo, we have about 160 employees, so it's been pretty good. Here's our awards that we've...
Our trophy case.
Need a bigger one, but those are the awards we've received over the years.
Right.
And it's been really good. I've always enjoyed smaller groups and smaller teams, but yet you get to interact and learn about new technology, especially that's coming out of Microsoft.
Andy back there is he's the entourage guy, right?
So I'm one of the entourage guys.
Andy and Dennis are, yeah.
I'm both entourage.
Oh, you are? Okay. Yeah. And what do you guys do on the entourage team?
We're both program managers on entourage, actually. So
pretty much. I'm personally heading up the exchange efforts in Entourage, and I've been here for about 4.5 years now.
Wow.
And I'm about a year in, and I'm working with them actually on exchange and all that stuff.
I hear there's some really innovative features in the Mac version. Entourage is sort of like Outlook for the Macintosh, right? Is that how you would position it? If you explain it to your mom, how would you explain it to your mom?
Entourage actually has won a lot of awards. I mean, at one point, Business Week called it like the best email program they had ever used. And so Entourage is, one of the most powerful email and personal information management applications on the Mac platform. And we really do consider it as your hub of communications. So.
Yeah, if I was talking to my mom, I'd just say, hey, it's your calendar, your email, your address, your contacts, all that in one place. And my mom does use it, so does everybody else in my family. So we're all Mac guys, right. Mac families. But
we'll get you guys over the tablet PC soon. Get you to switch to .NET, right? You think you could ever do virtual PC in .NET?
Oh,
I don't think so.
I don't know if that would work. Yeah. That'd be a lot of emulation going on there.
Yeah.
But
you can run .NET apps in virtual PC, though, right?
So under virtual PC, Windows, we emulate a hardware PC. So Windows thinks it's actually running on just a regular hardware PC. It doesn't know that it's running on a Macintosh. So.
What was funny is one night I was watching Steve Wozniak on his webcam, and he was loading virtual PC on his Mac. And I have pictures up on my blog of him loading Windows.
That's
on
good PR, right?
Yeah. That's pretty funny. You know, even the co-founder of Apple runs Windows on his on his Macintosh.
That's great.
So where to next?
We'll go and we can show you some of the products. These are the rest of the offices, just on these two wings.
Right.
For the Silicon Valley group.
Okay. Oh, that's cool.
So this is a G5.
Yeah.
And this is we figured we'd get you a nice cinema display so that it shows up nice on the on the picture.
Excellent.
I have run in virtual PC here, and I have some different VMs.
VMs are virtual machines.
Virtual machines, that's correct. And this is running Windows 2000 okay. Professional, but it's the Japanese version of Windows 2000, as you can see by the by the website. And yet, you know, it's a Macintosh running English under English, yet Windows 2000 Japan. And I also have Windows XP Home running, but this is the French version of Windows XP.
Wow.
And they're running simultaneously, which is fine.
And now, how much RAM do you have in this big boy?
I think I added... We have 1.5 gigabytes of RAM
okay.
on the Mac.
It costs, what, $100 now?
It's comparable in price. It's really, it's really good.
When I was a Mac user at San Jose State in 1992, a mega RAM was like $400. So it's changed a little bit
now.
In 15 years.
Yes, yeah. It is.
It's amazing.
I actually remember how to write a business plan to convince my dad to buy 8 gigs of RAM for Performa 550 in my house. To justify why 8 gigs was worth it.
Yeah, I mean, on my on my cell phone, I have 512 megs of RAM.
It's, well, hard drive space is about the same. I remember my old company, Accenture 650, and we just couldn't believe we had that much. I think it came with 500 megabytes on the hard drive, and we were like, wow, how could you ever fill that up? And now,
what's it like working here in Silicon Valley? I mean, this is the hub of where stuff is going. I mean, other than, you know... There's very few places in the world that are like this, right?
I mean,
a block away is Google, you know. A block away is the Computer History Museum, which is... A
couple miles up.
You can go and see a 10-megabyte hard drive, you know, that's
right?
as big as this table almost. And that's relatively new technology. Some of the stuff back there is core memory. You know, that's really interesting stuff.
You know, I was really glad, 5 years ago, when they made the one campus, because we were... There was different groups of Microsofts all over in the Silicon Valley, and then they made this campus. And I think it's been great because it's been good just to say that Microsoft is in Silicon Valley, and that, you know, even though we've been developing for years here, just to have our campus, and it's been great for coordinating with our partners, and we've had lots of partners come and use the labs here and do cross development and stuff. Yeah. But it's exciting. It's also, you know, it's such a fast paced environment here in Silicon Valley. Yeah. Wide range, you know, you've got Cisco just a couple miles down too, and you know what they're doing with hardware, and then you know, Microsoft, you got Google just down the street, and bump into everyone when you go out for dinner or talking. It's the computer hub around here.
Do you actually wear a Microsoft shirt? Do you admit that you're...
I don't do that a lot when people, but it's funny when I say I work at Microsoft, and then I say, oh, I actually work in the Macintosh business unit. Oh, then they love me. And they're like, oh, I really like the Mac and what you're doing and stuff.
Yeah.
So I always, you know, I work for the Macintosh business unit. It just depends on who I'm talking to, whether I drop that or not. But
yeah.
Or if I just say, oh, I work for Microsoft.
Yeah.
It's gotten better. It was a... A little bit tougher a few years ago, but Microsoft.
Well, Daniel Lewin now works at Microsoft, and he was co-founder of Next with Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
Right? So, some interesting people are working down here.
Yeah.
Actually, one day I was out in Palo Alto, and I had a Microsoft shirt on, and I was walking in Palo Alto, and I went to a store, and the clerk behind the counter goes, "Oh, you guys are the Xbox people, right?" And I'm like, "Well, you know, I don't work on the Xbox, but yeah, we make the Xbox." And he was he goes, "Well, you know, that's the coolest thing. I play with my son all the time on the Xbox." And it's just like, for all that you hear about here or sometimes about, oh, Microsoft, don't talk about it and whatnot, I realized too after I'd gone out the door, oh, man, I got my shirt on. People might come after me. And now I've walked home with a big smile on my face because it's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, I was just the other night, I was here waiting in line for Halo to come out, and there was 200 people in the store, and I was wearing my Microsoft badge and handing out Channel 9 guys and stuff. And yeah, people were saying, "Ah, I love Microsoft." You know, I don't know. Also asked me, "Can you help me fix my Windows machine?"
That's one of the biggest problems I face is that, you know, I tell people, "Oh, I work at Microsoft," and then the first thing they ask me, "Oh, I have this problem in Windows." I'm like, I mean, I work on Mac software and I use Windows, but I'm not sure I can debug that kernel problem for you. It's all over my head.
And it is surprising. People are surprised that we actually have a Macintosh business unit at Microsoft. They just don't think of that. Yet, you know, you've got Word and Excel and PowerPoint, and they might use it. They just never think Microsoft and the Macintosh. And I think
apart from Apple, we're one of the largest developer sites for Macintosh software.
We're the largest, Microsoft has the largest Mac-only development team outside of Apple.
Yeah. And we're about 160 people, and that's, everyone, marketing and planning and everyone, and that makes up the Mac boot, which is, they're not all at Silicon Valley, they're, most of them are in Redmond.
Right.
We've got about 50.
It's a really small group, but, out of 57, we have, 57,000 employees, so.
Yeah.
Pretty small little piece of Microsoft here.
That's right.
But doing a pretty good job.
What's important for people to understand is that we only work on Mac products, and a lot of people think, we're stuck between working on Windows and Mac. But no, the Mac views chart with working specifically on Mac products, so right. We really do devote all our energy on producing stuff on Mac.
And producing it well for the Mac customer, yeah. Not thinking, how can we get them to Windows or whatever. No, our job is to make good software for the Macintosh customer. And make sure that they are pleased with.
So you don't put ads in that say you should have bought a tablet PC.
No. Or
something.
The next installer, Robert Scoble says, tablet PC. I don't know if you guys wanted to show. Maybe
no jokes about anything. Steve Jobs in there.
No, not enough.
You don't do that in your source code, really. No. Okay, I'm just fucking kidding. So what are we? What are you showing?
So this is Entourage product I worked on, and it's actually let's see here. And get out of this. And so it's just similar to Outlook, mail, your address, contacts, or calendar, knows, task. But we actually have this thing called the Project Center, which is a view that actually goes across all those sections. So if I create a new project, it allows you to share among all these people who also use Entourage, files and fun stuff. But let's see real quick here. So I create a new project. And it sets this all up on your Mac, and you can share with other people who have Macs, a calendar, notes, email as they come through. That's just a quick way of, one thing I use it for actually all the time. When I first moved out here, I was looking for an apartment. And I was trying to organize all these things I had, but all these emails coming in from landlords and all these meetings I was trying to make to go try to see an apartment and whatnot. And I didn't really have a good way to view in one spot, and so, when I set up a project, I just made an apartment finding project, and came in here and put everything in there, tracked everything through that. And it was a really cool way to just go in one click, see everything that was going on with my apartment search. So, and it worked out really well. I got a good apartment.
One of the things I like that's important about Project Center is that one of the things that MacView is really proud of are Mac-only and Mac-first features. I mean, every release we try to have Mac-first, Mac-only features. And we really look at the Mac customer base to see, what are Mac users doing? How can we really improve their lives? And that's how those features
So do you guys have a little competition with the Office team in Redmond? I mean, do you try to show them up a little bit and show them how things...
There's a little bit of competition there. I know they definitely check out what we're doing, and we check out what they're doing. And a lot of times, I know they're a little jealous about some of our features, like Project Center, for example.
I think Presenter View, too, and PowerPoint. I mean, they've had it on Windows PowerPoint for a while, but
let me get it set up, and I'll show it to you.
Okay.
I think this is just the best feature in PowerPoint that we just released. I'll turn on a projector to show it to you.
So you got a little projector here. Can you move that screen a little bit closer this
time?
Sure. We got a monopod here.
Is that good?
Yeah, it's better.
We could turn it, horizontal or like a tablet.
Oh, that'd be cool. That screen is pretty big. This is really cool.
Okay, just...
Okay. I gotta put the projector over.
So, I just have a projector to show, simulate that we have. We were talking, and let's say that this was a laptop instead of you're giving a presentation. But you can go... You show, and on the screen, on what people would see on the projector would be your different slides, just like normal, as if you were talking.
Right.
But here, on your laptop or on your computer screen, you have what's Presenter View. It shows you what slide you're on, what's the next one, and what's coming up next. And you can also have your own notes for each slide. And this just makes presenting so much easier.
when you're talking to people, because you don't have to print out all your slides to figure out what's next and, you know, go forward. And if you want to jump ahead, you can do that by just, you know, clicking and clicking on any one of these slides, and then they'll be moved over right on the screen. It's just so much easier if you have to jump during a presentation. But I think the PowerPoint and that PowerPoint team just did a great job on this in the last version of Office.
Since you guys are developers for the Mac, what do you like about developing on the Mac?
Do you want me to answer that? Or?
I like the creativity of it. I mean, the Mac has always been very good. They always come up with the flashy features, you know, that Jobs is great at doing the demo of what, you know, what I'm trying to say here, sorry.
what would you show another geek about them? You know, if somebody came down from the Windows group, what would you show them as being a killer feature that Windows doesn't have?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you show them that. Or from a geek perspective, right?
Is Interface Builder installed?
I don't know if Interface Builder is installed on here. You can check. I don't know if the developer tools are.
Yeah, we don't have the dev tools on this one.
Ah, okay.
You can build a web browser in about 2 minutes.
Yeah, but I can do that on Windows, too.
It works wonderfully with the history and everything, actually. So just hook it all right in. But,
Did you see the .NET guy, the Windows Forms guy, showed me how to build a version of Outlook and a few components and a little bit of
that was cool. That was
I have a feeling it takes you guys a little longer to build it.
Takes a little longer.
A pretty cool Mac development feature is actually AppleScript, which allows people to write. I don't know. You're probably familiar with back in the days with AppleScript.
Yeah.
Entourage, all the Mac Office apps have really robust dictionaries for doing AppleScript. And you can write all sorts of tools to automate your activities on the Mac just through really, really simple programming language. And it comes on every Mac, and there's tons of scripts out there. It's really, really powerful. It's one of the cool
things. Are you guys expert at Windows development as well, or just you're just Mac guys, so I think? Totally.
Pretty much Mac guys. There's members of the virtual PC team that know Windows quite well because they have to really know how to emulate and how to debug problems on virtual PC. So some of the developers there know the inner workings of Windows very well so that we can make it faster on the Mac so we know where we can gain performance and when we can.
Right. In the early 1990s, when I was a Mac guy, I remember the Mac community said didn't like some of the software that MacBU did because it didn't fit into the Mac look and feel or Mac, you know, the Mac lifestyle.
What version was that? Was 4,
that,
right?
That was the infamous Word 6 release for the Mac, and that came out around the same time as Windows 95 did.
Yeah.
Word 6, a lot of Microsoft executives have actually apologized, and I forget who it is in Windows Office, if someone asked him in an interview once, what was the biggest mistake at Microsoft in your opinion? And he said it was Word 6 for the Mac.
Yeah.
And since actually Word 6 for the Mac was really hurt our customer relations, and it was after that the MacView was formed to focus solely on Mac software and to really optimize the experience for Mac customers as opposed to, you know, doing things for both Windows and Mac. And so that's how MacView came about.
What does it mean to be Mac software? I mean, to be a great piece of Mac software. How is that different from being a great Linux software, a great Windows software,
that's
a great
Solaris
software?
Well, Mac users really have a fine eye for detail. I mean, they can smell a Windows port like a mile away. And that's what happened with Word 6. Mac users expect the UI to be really crisp, to be really clean, just like the Apple OS. And they really expect the UI to be optimized for the Mac using Mac, you know, style of control, using Mac, the Apple interface guidelines for where to position all the buttons and so on and so forth. And, you know, those are the kinds of things.
Right. Cool.
With this, I've got some of them bugging me right now.
Oh, you get that too.
Yeah.
I start up Instant Messenger and leave.
And everyone's bugging you.
Cool. So, anything else we should know about the Silicon Valley campus down here? Or
weather's usually, I mean, today it's a little bit cloudy, but usually the weather's a lot better.
Yeah, a little bit cloudy. There was one cloud in the sky, right? Is that a pitch for getting people to come
on
down?
Come on down, you know, those in Redmond that are, you know, can't stand, you know, the cloud cover.
So it's sunny and you can still work at Microsoft.
Yeah.
Housing prices are a little bit higher in the Bay Area,
yeah.
but it's still, the weather's great here.
Yeah. Are you guys hiring?
Yes, the MacBook unit is. We have some open recs on development and I think also in test.
All those jobs are posted on the Microsoft company-wide job sites. I think it's http://microsoft.com/jobs or careers.
Okay.
Either of those two.
Cool. Awesome.
Is there anything else you wanted to see or no?
I'm happy. I think I got everything.
All right.